Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We have the honour right now being joined in the studio, the Premier of this great state, Mark McGowan. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Absolute pleasure. A little bit of a surprise for us, and that's the kind of surprise we like.
Oh, I was just wandering past, saw your light on, thought I'd drop in.
Yep.
Literally, that's what happened. I got to say, you brought some serious muscle with you as well. Your security guards who follow you around everywhere are there, and they're kind of just like peeking. Are they always watching?
Yeah, they're very nervous about you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and that's
very,
fair.
Very concerned.
There was
about you
one
guys.
Where I thought, I reckon that I could outrun him. And I'm not very fast, but he doesn't look fast. They look like they've got the muscle, but are they fast?
But they're not there to have running races with people. Like, it's like, oh, you want to get to the Premier, you've got to beat your running race first, Carly. It's kind of weird.
I've never tested them in a running race. But
now we're doing after this.
I thought that would have been in the interview process.
They'd be okay, I suspect.
Now, you have been busy, of course. I feel like we're back as a state functioning. We're getting the visitors again. I saw your post the other day about the eclipse coming up. We're actually going to be lucky enough to be there in Exmouth. Are you going to be there?
I won't be. I'll be in China.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm doing a trade mission to China, our biggest trading partner, mm-hmm. responsible for about 300,000 West Australian jobs. So trying to keep the relationship on a steady keel.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Exmouth. I'd love it, actually. Yeah. But sadly, I can't get there.
Are you going to avoid any time someone brings up the word submarine? You'd be like, oh, no. Let's talk trade, guys. Let's talk trade. Like, how's that conversation going?
The thing is, I'll be diplomatic. But yeah. Exmouth and regional WA, it'll be great. We've actually put a lot of effort into Exmouth to improve the facilities and so forth, because this is a big deal. There's 30,000 or so people predicted to be there. So there's been a lot of spend on roads and public facilities and so forth, so the town can manage.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. We can't wait. We're going to be there. Taking a caravan up, by the way, Premier.
Good idea, because the accommodation, I think, is all booked out.
Yeah, it's been booked out for ages, Carly.
We did not prepare for that one.
No.
Properly.
Yeah. Now, well, they really organised that eclipse at the wrong time. They should have done it some other time.
Yeah, selfish.
Yeah, very selfish.
Now, I want to talk to you about something we touched on last time, and that is WA's abortion laws. You've kind of taken that on and opened it up for public feedback, which is great. It's a step in the right direction. How has the public feedback been on that, and where are we at in changing those archaic laws?
Well, we're drafting as we speak new laws, so we expect we'll introduce those later this year. They will remove some of the day-to-day aspects of the laws, particularly around criminal penalties and so forth for women. So that's where we're going to head. And we expect that will come in later this year, maybe, hopefully, even the first half of this year.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
News.
That's great. I love it. You just give answers. That's what I, yes. You know, it's like we ask a question, give us an answer. It's very non-politics
more
of you.
How dare you? Action. More importantly, action.
And action, that. Of course, as well, which is great. Carly, when she saw you walk into the building, first thing she said to me was, what do you think the Premier has for breakfast every day? And I said, do you actually want to know the answer of that?
I genuinely do.
She genuinely does.
I have some muesli.
Oh, yeah, you seem like a muesli guy. You've actually got a kebab with you right now.
Someone just gave me a kebab.
Was it one of those Secret Service guys?
No. And someone just literally gave me a kebab. I think they were referring to something that happened to me a few years ago. But no, I have some muesli. I try not to eat bread or rice or pasta anymore, trying to keep the weight off. So I have a bit of muesli.
Okay, there you go.
Carly, and a coffee.
I buy a coffee. I buy a coffee somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Good.
There we go. Give now I can sleep.
Really? That was the question.
That was the question.
Wow. That was the one.
That's the one. Those are tough questions.
You have been all over the state. Where are you headed next regionally in WA? Because you're always busy.
Trying to think. I was just in Derby.
Of course, with everything going on with the Kimberley there.
And I was in Hedland, and I was in Carnarvon.
Yep.
And
you're in Cal a few months back. Yeah, you've been everywhere.
Yeah. Might be Bunbury or Albany. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Always busy.
It's a big state. So WA is literally the largest jurisdiction, in the entire world. So we're 2.5 times the size of Texas. We're, size of Western Europe. It's a big place. So getting around is, there's a lot of places to go, but it's long distances. But anyway, I think I'm southwest next time.
Yeah.
Maybe great southern.
Do you use that to flex on other premiers? Be like, hey, you think your job's big. I've got the biggest state.
Well, Victoria, we're 12 times the size of Victoria, and Tasmania must be 30 or 40 times the size of them. So they go somewhere, it's a half-hour drive to get to the other side. Yeah. Maybe a bit more.
I think a little bit more.
Yeah, a couple of hours. But, we're a much bigger place and a much more, dare I say it, more interesting place.
Agreed.
We got sort of you know, if you like, the tropics in the north and the temperate in the south and the deserts in the middle and the amazing reefs. It's an amazing place, Western Australia. And you know the amazing thing about some of the other premiers? For instance, the New South Wales premier has never been here.
What's it like in WA?
Yeah, I know. I've been everywhere in Australia multiple times. He's never been to WA. So a lot of them don't understand us. That's pretty plain.
Yeah, and that's well and truly noticed, which is why we have to keep our GST. We fight. Premier Mike McGowan, an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. And enjoy your kebab, which don't eat the kebab. You don't have to eat the kebab. Someone gives you a kebab, you don't have to eat it.
Yeah, but you've got some random person gives me a kebab. I'm wondering what will happen when I open it. Yeah. Anyway,
I'll have it.
I'll give it to you. I'll watch what happens.
Doing your bit for the state too, Alan. Protecting the premier.
Like back in the days of kings and stuff, they had the person that ate it to make sure it wasn't poisonous.
The Romans.
You'll
be the food taster.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's just the little service I can offer. Premier Mike McGowan, thank you for coming in the studio. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.